the oxygen concentration as well. So looking at a groundwater system, we've got millimolar concentrations, and we're looking as we go down from the surface to a depth below the surface. So the first thing is then we're looking at oxygen concentration. The oxygen concentration then is initially high. As we go down, it remains high as the mineralization process is using it up until finally it's depleted and bang, it drops off. Now in a similar fashion to before, we have got a redox ladder type situation. So the next thing to go would be nitrate. The nitrate's staying constant, and just after the oxygen's gone, then the nitrate falls off. Subsequent to that, we'll actually use the iron next. Okay, so the iron concentration is staying at the start pretty much invariant, and then we get a pulse as we get a change in what's going on in the redox chemistry. And the same deal with sulfate, we end up with everything's pretty much constant, then all of a sudden there's a big scatter as we start looking at using sulfate reduction. Now the result is we can see that the pH jumps around as well. And so this process then is occurring primarily at the oxic anoxic boundary. Okay, so this dotted line here